What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
We are back on the other day. And today we're going to talk about collision coverage and should I file a collision claim. I'm Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
And also our office manager in our Blairsville office, Ashley Miller.
Hi.
So last week's show, we talked about other than collision or comprehensive coverage.
That's right.
We had an issue this week, or not an issue, but just a question. I heard of the claim anyway. A lady was driving, and something flew up off the road and has damaged her vehicle. Mm-hmm. And anytime you have a ding on your car these days, it's not going to be cheap.
Right.
It's like a $2,000 claim. So she's gone to a body shop and got an estimate, and she wants to know, should I turn in this loss? So the question is,
what's her deductible?
There's a deductible, but
how much is it?
But even so, is it going to be a comprehensive loss or a collision loss? And I think that Ashley and Kathy will agree that the collision claims are the ones that really get us in trouble sometimes.
Yes,
because
yes.
If you turn one
absolutely.
In and you get, that's when it really raises your rates or you lose discounts.
Correct.
So on the comprehensive side though, you don't get penalized like you do on collision loss because
it's a small type of thing, or if any, but
exactly.
Some carriers are different than others. Yeah. So
yes.
So a collision loss is the one that's going to give you points on your insurance.
Right.
You know, I'm not as familiar in Georgia. Maybe I know in North Carolina we got a system in North Carolina called the Safe Driver Incentive Plan, and basically what that does, it rewards you for being a safe driver, but also, you know, penalizes you if you do get a point on your insurance. And I've got some examples here to talk about that. Actually, when we're in Georgia, what how does that work as far as like having a you get caused an accident? What different, I guess, ratings do they have as far as a collision loss? How does that affect your insurance?
If you have a collision loss, depending upon the carrier, you lose your claim-free discount. If you're in a preferred market, some of our companies offer different. You know, auto owners, for example, has owners, which gives you the best rate versus auto owners. So that really affects you tremendously if you're in the owners program and have an at-fault accident or a collision loss. They also may take off the discount for the defensive driving that you've took, and you may not be eligible for that either. So it's a lot at stake, especially if it's a minor claim that could have been, you know, paid out of pocket.
So let's talk about what exactly, how do people don't understand what the differences are. Collision is basically if you collide with something.
Mm-hmm.
So they collide with another car. You collide with an embankment or something you ran
a
off
building.
The road, a building. People don't understand sometimes what comp is or other than collision or what collision is. So let's just kind of talk about that. We've had lots of different scenarios where people don't know if they should file. So let's make sure that people understand what the actual coverages are.
Let's go back to a lady that had road debris.
Right.
Came up and hit her car.
Right.
So an employee came to me and says, Mark, will this be a collision loss or a comprehensive loss?
Right.
I'm like, well, you know, what I understand, if it's unavoidable, like if a rock flies up and hits your windshield or something off the road, that's something that was, you know, in the air that just kind of was something that couldn't be avoided. That's going to hopefully be a comprehensive claim other than collision loss.
But a side note, we are not licensed claims adjusters. So we just basically will file the claim for the customer, and then the claims department, then they handle it from there. We don't typically get involved in a claim unless there's an issue.
Yeah.
So
yes.
If there's a problem, then we like to get involved as much as we possibly can to assist you and help. But again, we don't have the final say on that because we are not licensed claims adjusters.
Nor do we have the checkbook either.
That's correct.
So, yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So I'm hoping
just
that this will be a comprehensive claim, the way you know what happened.
Yes.
But I've had a situation where somebody's driving and a tree falls. I mean, they're outside the road. The windstorm causes a tree, and it's just bad timing. You know,
right.
They're sitting there, and all of a sudden the tree just falls on their car.
Right.
So those hopefully are going to be under the other than collision or comprehensive coverage.
Right. And again, I mean, the claims adjusters make that determination, not us. And of course, each carrier does things a little bit differently. So just keep that in mind because we are independent and we represent a lot of different companies
right.
in different states. But just keep that in mind when you're talking about these different things.
Well, I think Kathy makes a good point, you know, trying to explain the difference. And basically, a collision is like when you've caused an accident. You were driving, you were at fault. You were the one that caused the accident. You're responsible. That's going to be a collision.
When you collide with somebody.
I had a cartoon one time I saw. This is not going to be a joke. I'm not telling a joke.
So, oh, thank goodness.
But I'm going to tell you about a cartoon. Yeah, so my flood insurance joke last time. But anyway, so the cartoon had a guy with a, you know, his fender is dented. And the caption says, it says how insurance companies make money. And the guy's like, nuts. I don't want to turn this in because they're just going to raise my rates. You know, so that a lot of times, you know, it is true. Like if you don't turn in a claim, then that's not going to be in your record. But if you do turn in a claim, then you're going to be dealing with that for a period of time. Actually, tell listeners how long that's going to stay on your record when you have a collision loss.
Like Kathy said, we represent a lot of different carriers. So it's going to, you know, be based off that carrier. But most carriers, the minimum is 3 years. And some of our carriers actually look back 5.
Right.
Yeah. So that can be very punitive to somebody.
Right. Well, the other thing is they can look at 5, but they can only charge you, surcharge you at 3. So that's a big thing. People think, oh, it's off my record now. Well, they can still see it, especially if you're going to a new, being placed with a new carrier. They're going to look at all these different things before they approve.
Yeah, and it can still affect your rates, and maybe not as drastically if it's been 4 years, but you will see a slight difference with some of our carriers.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I had a friend that was, here's the scenario. He was coming in late from a ball game. He's a coach, and his assistant coach was going to be help him out. So he knew that the car's windows would be frozen. I said, hey, man, give me your keys. I'll go crank your car for you. So he comes, you know, gets his players off or whatever, and he has to go back to his truck. And guess what? No truck. Where the heck's my truck? Well, I got looking around, and the truck has rolled down a hill through a fence and down, and it's sitting on the ball field, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. So what happened was the helper did not know how to drive a stick shift.
Manual, yes. Didn't have the brake on.
Yes. So now we've got an insurance claim. That can be considered a collision loss, and that's kind of a bad one because, you know, you weren't even driving.
Right. You weren't
and even all involved. Of a sudden, now you're having to deal with a claim.
That was late too. It was late and cold when that all went down, and that was not fun for him.
So when we have an auto accident, I mean, you're dealing with multiple parts of the insurance policy. You've got the liability. So you cause an accident and you're into somebody.
Right.
I've got one this week. We were out at a volleyball tournament, and one of our other parents that lives in their town away has caused an accident.
Yeah, they find out your insurance, they start asking us all these insurance claims questions and insurance questions, so we don't typically tell
like, oh no.
Okay, so here we have to be the bearer of bad news. Yeah. Yay!
And so he's actually getting sued.
Yes.
And he's asking me questions about it. And we brought up the fact that his daughter is going to be driving, just like our daughter will be pretty soon. And I said, tell your daughter, do not let anybody drive their car.
Right.
And he was actually astounded and flabbergasted.
Not just him, the other parent there too.
Yeah, they were not arguing with this.
No,
they were not taking the fact that if somebody's driving my car, they're responsible and their insurance is going to pay.
And we kept saying, you loan your car, you loan your insurance. He's like, what? Are you kidding me? And I'm like, no.
He didn't want to believe us.
No, I'm serious. He's like, oh my goodness. So we gave him some information he did not know, and either to the other parent. And of course, you know, that's the problem a lot of times with younger drivers is they will have other friends and either boyfriend, girlfriends driving the car. And then now mom and dad are having to pay for something that they have.
Mm-hmm. And they're not even aware. No. They think the other person's insurance that's enforced should be covering it. And I always say, well, if you give them permission to drive, the insurance follows the vehicle.
Right.
Yep.
So that can cause a huge claim, especially if they're younger.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you know, if there is other insurance, it's going to be what's called excess over the insurance on the car.
Correct.
So that's going to be how that's going to work. Okay. So I think we're ready to wind this down the first half of the show. And again, this is Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, and Ashley Miller. We are independent insurance agents and brokers, and we're here to help you. And we will be back after the break.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Peace of Mind. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we have Ashley Miller here from our Blairsville location. We are located in Hayesville next to United Community Bank, in Hiawassee next to the hospital, and in Blairsville we are in the South State Bank across from Home Depot, where everybody knows where Home Depot is. So please come check us out. Check us out online at www.more-insurance.com. Like us on Facebook. And also let you know if you need a quote, you can request that on our website, and then we will contact you. Also, keep in mind that we have all these shows for Peace of Mind on our websites as well. We also have two other locations, Mountain Insurance, and that is located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West. They're a division of More Insurance. And then we have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is located between United Community Bank and Burger King in Blue Ridge. So please like us on Facebook, and please come by and see us for a free quote. And we would love to help you with all your insurance needs.
Yes, thank you, Kathy.
Yes.
So today's show, we're talking about collision losses. And this is one we talked about where this is the one that's going to raise your rates.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So I wanted to go back and also talk about, you know, just hit on what do we do after an accident? What do we need to do?
So. Well, people who have accidents, typically they need to make sure they call the police.
The police report is so important.
It's very important. And a lot of people don't like to wait, but you need to wait because it's better to have it, because people's mind, different stories become different after the accident. They say, oh, I'm at fault. And then later they say, oh, no, I'm not at fault.
Yes.
So make sure you get the police report. That's very important to us. Make sure that you get copies of, you know, if you don't do that, if it's on private property, sometimes you can't get a police report.
Well, where's a good example of that?
That's like Ingalls parking lot.
Yes. How many times we had that?
Yes.
All the time. Where they don't, they have cameras, but they don't have, since it's private property, it is handled a little bit differently.
Yes.
So keep that in mind.
If you can get the police, get
absolutely.
The police.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think in that situation, in our little area here in Georgia, in Blairsville, the police will come, but they will not do an actual police report. They'll do what they call a private property report, so it's not handled like it would been if it's, you know, not on private property.
Correct. Correct.
But it just happens all the time.
Yes. And so if you're in that situation where you can still want to exchange insurance information, phone numbers, so we have all that, that's a big problem.
I've got a parking lot story. So we had some elderly couples, Carl and Janice Moore, right?
Yes.
And so they went to the mall in Asheville.
Oh, yes. This was on a Saturday.
Yes. And so I get a call, our car has been stolen.
Yes.
And so we're in Hayesville, so we had to go.
We had to go all the way to Asheville, pick him up,
and we picked him up some friends. Actually, picked him up first in Lake Junaluska, and we went there, and the car was gone. They could not find it.
Yes.
So we, filed a claim. It was this actually was a comprehensive claim. If somebody steals your car, the insurance company paid them for the loss. And they went out and bought a new car. Mm-hmm. So, or I think that's the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we get a call a month later from the parking garage saying, when you come pick up your car? Because evidently it was there the whole time.
Yeah. And they went out the wrong door, I think, or didn't remember where they parked.
And so this is this is crazy.
And of course his parents disagreed that someone had stole their car.
So they said that somebody had stolen the car and brought it back.
Yeah, and brought it back and parked it in the same place.
But everything seemed exactly the same, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The grass was in the same place. The seat was in the same place. The music was on. It was interesting. So
they had all these series. It gone to the chop shop.
Oh, and yeah, we had all these
different things
about what happened.
Yeah, so that was
that was fun. Yeah,
So they ended up having two of the same cars.
Yes.
They had two.
So then they had to give the money back.
I can't remember if he like actually got paid or I can't remember if they...
We had to send the check back.
Yeah, if they sent the money back.
Yeah, we had to do all that.
But it was to me, it seems like the car was always there the whole time.
Yes. But things happen like that.
Yes.
Let's talk about this other claim that we had. Ashley's going to kind of fill you out on another claim that we had up regarding a customer situation.
Yes. So we were talking about collision and then letting, you know, a young driver let their friend or boyfriend, whatever, borrow the vehicle. So we actually had a customer that their teenage daughter let a friend drive their vehicle, and they turned in front of another vehicle. So, of course, they were at fault. In this incident, the claim wound up being over and above what the limits were, and we had them, you know, at higher limits for the simple fact that a child was injured, had to be airlifted, and it went against the parents' policy, and they're having to pay for this, and they're having to be responsible for this just because she let them borrow the vehicle and drive it.
And they were airlifted, right?
Yes, the child was airlifted, and I believe he was in the hospital for, you know, over a week or even longer.
Right.
That's so sad.
And it is.
You know, we see this all the time. And we had a whole show on this. Should I let somebody drive my car? And one thing I didn't put a side note in there, we had just the quick story again. You know, the car was loaned. There's an accident. Old dad loses his car that his daughter's driving. And one side note was, is the daughter's car got impounded. And she had over $1,000 of stuff in her car, you know, that she, I think maybe her school books were in there. Her
she was an athlete, so she had her equipment.
She had equipment, and the place that impounded it for some reason would not let her come retrieve it.
Right.
I mean, it was like just a terrible situation. Right. So mm-hmm. that plays into our, you know, show today talking about collision, because, you know, when you have a collision loss, you don't want to have one where somebody else just caused a collision loss
driving
your car. It's bad enough
just having a claim as it is than to have other circumstances that arise that you didn't think that was going to have to happen, and then you're having to deal with other families and other people that are involved, and sometimes they don't want to take responsibility at all. They want you to take it all. So
it can ruin a friendship.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I think in this situation here with the daughter, I think there's like maybe one faction of friends on this side and the other faction on the other side, and, you know, it was just a terrible
situation.
Talk about, you know, what's going to do your rates. And this is, I'm talking about for North Carolina here, this North Carolina Safe Driver Insurance program, which is looks to me like it penalizes you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
it does.
So 1 point, if you, it gets up to 12 points. And I've got a whole list in here. You can Google this and go online and see. This is right off the North Carolina Department of Insurance website. But if you have 1 point, that's going to be a 30% rate increase.
That's right.
So what I did, I made a little like a spreadsheet where I was like, okay, let's say you're paying $2,500 a year for your insurance. That's going to be an increase of $750 in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And like Ashley just said a minute ago, that's going to be over a 3-year period.
Right.
So you're talking, you know, it's going to be spread out. But you know, so 2 points is 45% increase.
Mm-hmm.
3 points is 60. 4 points is 80.
Oh, wow.
So respectively, that would be 1,000, you know, using a $2,500 premium a year, $1,125, $1,500, $2,000.
Right.
So you're looking at a pretty substantial amount of money that, you know, if it's a situation where 4 points and you're paying 80% more a year, that would be $2,000. So we just spent $6,000 over a 3-year period.
Right. And the repairs could have been less than that. So, and people don't understand that when it's minor and we try to tell them, you know, this can make your rates go up, even though it's a minor claim. Is it really worth that extra increase for a $1,500 repair?
Right. And people don't realize, too, that if you start filing so many different claims, that carrier is probably not going to renew your policy either.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Yeah. If it's something minor that you can absorb, you can do that. I mean, you can file. People say, well, that's why I have insurance. Well, yes, you do. But if you had numerous types of other claims, maybe towing, maybe comprehensive claims, maybe you've already had collision claims and you have so many, it's going to have a problem with them renewing your policy.
Right.
And then trying to get anybody else to write you is going to be fun for
us. It's going to be expensive.
Yes. And it's going to be expensive.
You know, one thing that I do like in Georgia that we can't really do in North Carolina as much, we have some companies, but the accident forgiveness.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, it costs you money, but it's going to be well worth the money if you end up having a claim.
Right.
And, we can't move anybody. Like if somebody's had an accident and they're going to try another company, I mean, they're going to be with that company because nobody's going to be able to touch their rate when you've got somebody that's on
the other thing accident forgiveness. If you have younger drivers, inexperienced drivers, I think that's important to have on your policy. And it definitely does increase your rates. Or not, I'm sorry, your premium. But you're buying an endorsement for this. You're
buying
that to have some peace of mind in that respect because your children are probably going to have an accident or a little fender bender, and that's going to happen because they're inexperienced. So try to get something like that on your policy if you can.
I've got a whole philosophy that we can't get into today, but you know, I think that, you know, youth operator, you're about to get a car with just liability that you could lose, you know, because it's very expensive when a youth operator.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've enjoyed today's show. I think it's been informative, hopefully. And again, Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, Ashley Miller on Peace of Mind with Talk of the Mountains, 95.1 WJRB.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.